Hello, you're listening to a podcast on VHSteacher.com. I'm your host, Frank McGuir. In spring 2017, Oldenburg Volkshochschule took part in a 12-week trial using Immersive English. Immersive English is a flipped learning language course, available on VHSteacher.com, that contains two vital components, online and classroom. Last week, I was in Oldenburg to meet with Magalay Boudelet, the head of the foreign language department there. I began by asking Magalay about the number of foreign language courses currently available in Oldenburg.
So we have 23 foreign languages.
English, Italian, French, Spanish,
Norwegian,
Finnish,
Swedish, Chinese, Japanese,
wow.
Russian languages. Yeah. Is English. We have 250 classes and about 70 English classes.
Of those 70 English classes, how many of them would be conversation courses?
I would say half of them.
In terms of the courses and how they're delivered, have you noticed any difference in students' expectations today? I'm thinking especially about students who are now very familiar with the smartphone and iPads. Do you notice anything different when students call the VHS and ask about courses?
Yeah, I would say we have two types of students. We have the traditional ones who wants to come once a week and have a traditional teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And we have those who grown up with technologies. And I think they are the one who will ask, what happens if I miss a class? Can I find documents in the internet? What I observed was that many classes have WhatsApp groups with the teacher to communicate and to share information.
That's fantastic. A chance yourself to take part in Stefan's class, the Immersive English course. Were you able to didn't have time.
No.
But you know the structure of it. It has two components. It has this online component and the classroom. What are the benefits, do you think, of structuring a course that way?
First of all, I think that the exchanges taking place in the class are much more rich. I talked with Stefan about that, and he told me the student have so many things to say because they have much more inputs because they prepare everything at home. Mm-hmm. So I think the richness of exchanges is one of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Then the speaking time is increased for each participant because of pair works.
Mm-hmm.
And the third benefit for me is that you have a continuous learning process and not only a learning process or just one possibility, one weekly possibility.
Yeah, so in a normal traditional course, the teacher turns up on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and if some student is sick or misses the course that day, they've missed the whole exercise, whereas they get homework and they still don't lose that component, the listening, the reading, the gap-fill exercises. This ability of having the material online means students can access it anytime they want.
Yeah, that and the fact that they have to prepare the class with home study make the learning process continuous because they don't come only, they don't speak English only once a week.
Yeah.
They have to do something at work. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the very important thing when I get a call, people looking for the best English class for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some participants I wouldn't advise them to take part in a
why?
In a flipped classroom, because I noticed that what they want is to speak without any grammar mistakes, and that they really need a class with a book with grammar exercise.
Or is it more the level of the person? If they're beginners, or if they're
it is
more the level.
Both of them.
Mm, okay.
Like, people who needs a book will go to a traditional
Just to ask Stefan, what would you feel about the level? Is, you know, could total beginners do this?
No, definitely not. I mean, I would suggest B1 plus. In order to profit from an exchange, you have to be able to express yourself.
What level would you say most German people are who've been through the school system?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say there's any total beginners?
No, definitely not, because you, in, let's say, maybe most of the cases, students nowadays, they start with their first year in higher education with this fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of their school career, they had 7 to 8 years of English.
Yeah.
So I should definitely hope there should be B1 plus.
Mm-hmm. B1 plus.
Yeah, people in my class, most of them in fact, had all been through the school system. They'd all had an exposure to English, especially reading and writing.
Yes.
But what was lacking was the confidence to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and I think confidence is a really key one. Just to stay on topic, I tend to drift off. Since the 19th century, the purpose of teaching was about giving information. This is from the time of Gutenberg and the printed document. And it was the most effective way of doing it at the time. In fact, the verb to teach is defined by the Oxford English Dictionary as to help somebody learn something by giving information about it. Now, today, students can find all the information they need online on any subject. So what's the role of a teacher?
Oh, that's a fair question. I would say the role today is to help students organize their knowledge, because as you said, they can find all the information in the internet, but there are so many of them. So the teacher is there to help students be clear with the information, to explain and help if something isn't clear, and and to train the skills learned online.
Mm-hmm.
And the flipped classroom of Stefan was is a perfect example of that, because students prepare themselves online, and after that, with the help of Stefan, they train and speak. In session classes, you don't say anything about the topic, because you, even in your mother language, you wouldn't have any idea about it. It's just so quick. So it's important. I think it's important to have time to prepare.
The course Immersive English uses this technique called flipped learning, which you've mentioned. Should flipped learning now form a part of teacher training, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's a way to get students learning in an autonomous way, and to get actors of their learning process and not just a guest auditor of a class.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's very important to train teachers to this method, and to show them what a flipped classroom is.
What's the VHS's role, do you think, in this? Or is there any role for the VHS in flipped learning?
Yeah, I would say to train, to present to teacher this project.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the chance to, I'm lucky to have Stefan, because he can talk to his colleagues about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's gonna present this try at the next teachers conference.
Mm-hmm.
So that other teachers want to try.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking more as well about the layout of a room. Do you think all rooms in the VHS should be like this, with tables and chairs? Or if this course, which is focusing on conversation, I mean, where do you normally have conversations? In rooms like this, or in a bar, or in the restaurant?
Mm.
I'm not saying you should, you know, create restaurants and bars.
Oh, I would.
Yeah, you would. I mean, but you know the point I'm making. There's kind of, you know, students come to college as well, and there's, you know, this idea that I'm coming to learn.
Mm.
But conversation is about taking part, you know, and sometimes when you walk in the room, it's putting in a sense.
Mm.
Whereas if we were meeting in Starbucks, you know, this kind of atmosphere with coffee and very relaxed, maybe that would be easier. Do you think there's any role for the VHS to play in that, about thinking how rooms are laid out?
Yeah, but I think we are very lucky here in Oldenburg to have very modern, very big classrooms, which enable to change the
space very quickly.
Stefan told, you can just remove the tables and have a cycle, a circle of chairs. Mm. And I think the environment, like, it's here. Mm.
Well, I must say, this type of room I really like because it's very bright and, you know, it's clear. It's kind of got this open, but not every room that you go to is like this. Mm. I want to thank Magali very much for her time and for this interview and for allowing me to come here to Oldenburg and to be interviewed. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
After the interview, and with the iPhone still recording, Magali and I were rejoined by Stefan Hickey, and we continued talking for 45 minutes. The following is a condensed version of our conversation.
Important point to mention, and that is the difference between the classes. You asked me, do you see a difference between the classes I taught before and now? People in the conversation class are much more emotionally involved. When we look at the material that we've gone through, there is this one part about Will Can Fly, dad of a Down syndrome kid, and who's photoshopping his professional photographer's work, and everyone had a story, a very personal story to tell about some handicapped relative or friend, and this is what makes it so hard for me to interrupt people. Then they get emotionally involved and they just talk away. And they don't care about past perfect continuous. They just talk. So the emotional aspect is extremely important, I think. We can kind of bridge the gaps of the question, what's the role of a teacher today? I see myself in a position that I have to create this emotional involvement. And there is an expression I very much like. It's called memory hook. I have to create memory hooks. Memory hooks usually are emotional. So whenever, for example, we have a situation in the communication process, people can relate to because they were in that very situation themselves, or it's about a topic they're very much personally involved, interested in, I can have a memory hook because this is something they connect with, this is something they're going to remember. If I'm just practicing vocabulary lists and they have no connection to that vocabulary at all, that's going to be incredibly difficult to keep in mind. So that is one role of a teacher today, I think. One thing I wanted to mention about working in pairs or in small groups, you said people are afraid in a way when they walk into a classroom in a traditional whatever language course.
Yeah, especially with this setup.
Yes, you have the chairs, you have the tables, you have the whiteboard. This position is well defined. And the problem is that when someone in the classroom starts talking, everyone else is fully exposed to the whole of the class. And in a pair situation, I'm only exposed to you. I can do whatever I want. I can make mistakes myself.
Right. Because you have the same level. I'm going to do the mistakes as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're on the same level.
Yeah.
And add one more thing, Marty. You said you very much like this home study approach. And I absolutely agree to that, because when we work in class, there's always a problem. You have students, very intelligent, bright people, catch on easily. You have others, you have to repeat it 10 times. These people get bored, or the other ones get disenfranchised. Now, when you prepare at home, everyone can choose its own speed. You can rewind and listen again and do it again, and you can check other sources, and you can look up words you didn't understand. Everyone can do it at its own speed, which I think is a really big advantage.
I agree, but also important to say, like, not every participant coming to the VHS agree to spend 2 hours during the week doing the homeworks. For some of our participants, it's just a social meeting here, in English, of course, or in Spanish. And so I think it's not suitable to everyone, but for people who are ready to spend time at home, it's worth it.
I agree. Absolutely, we have to keep in mind what is the motivation of people coming here. What is our target group? And it's improving skills, getting some hands-on knowledge, but also socializing. Mm-hmm. So you have to make room for each of these motivations. And when we meet and we talk the first 5 or 10 minutes about whatever except what the material that had to be prepared is, then that's exactly taking care of this. And the great thing is that I notice that some of my students meet before class downstairs in the cafe, and when they walk out of the room, well, I'm very lucky they still talk English.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I switch back to German, gehen wir jetzt noch ins Café. So they meet even after class. Yeah. They meet outside on weekends. Mm.
Do you think this is important for the VHS? Might be more important is the social element than the teaching the language?
I would say both are very important. Some people don't come to the Volkshochschule to find friends, but to learn English. We also need these participants, of course.
Yes.
But I'm happy to hear that both of them are possible in your class.
Yes.
I mean, the first thing is they choose to learn Spanish or English or Chinese. So, of course, the first motivation is to learn a language. And after that come the social elements.
I'm not yet at all.
But there's maybe two remarks. I do see a big difference in my English class to my German classes, where there is obviously the game after a certain number of hours taught, you have to pass a certain exam.
Mm-hmm.
Here there is no exam,
that's
so
right.
I don't have a pressure or any instrument where I can say, now this is relevant for our exam, and everyone wakes up and, okay, this does not exist. But if I can manage to have people realize the better prepared they come, the more they take out of the class, then there's some sort of an internal, intrinsic motivation. And I have seen this happen. When people came and said, Stefan, I had so much stress in my job, I didn't watch the video. And then I just kind of observed their reaction. And they were kind of sitting there, two people, very, very emotionally engaged, discussing the topic. And they were kind of like outside because they didn't watch the video. They didn't know what they were talking about. And maybe I misunderstood the expression on their face, but there was some sort of regret.
That's right.
I'm left out.
Yes.
I can't be part of it because I didn't have the time. Maybe really there was my...
That sort of thing. The classroom should be only about you getting people talking. That's a really key point. Magali, you wanted to get on to the topic of this term. This is really important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we do it without being
Like,
but before Andy, I wanted to add something. This is something you told me, Stefan. Just correct me if I'm wrong, but one day you told me you got the feedback of a participant who told you, "Ich hatte noch nie so viel Spaß an einem Englischkurs," and this is, I think, as a teacher and for me, it's the best feedback you can get for
best class I ever had. That's a quote. Best class I ever had.